Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
He's been the voice of Chiefs Kingdom since 1994.
Damien Williams, 20, stays in bounds, 15, 10, 5, touchdown! Kansas City, Damien Williams runs to immortality!
Here's Mitch Holthus on your new home for Chiefs football, 96.5, The Fan.
Stay focused, Dusty. Stay focused, Dusty. Stay focused, Dusty. Stay focused, Dusty.
I'm doing my best, but where I have to
stay focused, Dusty,
is on the run game. I want Andy Reid to
stay focused, Dusty,
on the run game, as we are now joined by the one, the only voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holthus, and it is brought to you by GEHA and Silverstein Eye Center. GEHA, Government Employee Health Associate Incorporated, and also Silverstein Eye Center. Achieve your best vision and experience. Outstanding patient care at Silverstein Eye Centers. Mitch Holthus, welcome to the show, sir. And am I wrong to say I want to see them run the ball 20-plus times this week?
Sure, 34. Why not? As long as, give Pat like five scrambles of 30 yards, and that's good. That'll put him at 150. That'll keep his average up there.
Yeah.
You could say he's like, hey, just run the ball. I think the discussion that's happened throughout one era or practice facility, one era drive, has been not only, hey, let's run the ball, but what kind of runs are those? What's the personnel look like in those runs, and where are we going? There have been a lot of counters, some misdirection. It takes a bit of time, even the fourth and one calls, the old school T formation. And it's kind of a sweep but you're going lateral before you're going forward. And Nolan Smith Jr. is just like way too fast. So I think it's not only, hey, let's run the ball and execute it. It's what do those runs look like? Well, what's the play call and what's the personnel?
Yeah. What are you expecting this week? We're terming it a must win game. I mean, you can't go 0-3 to start the season, you know? And so there's a lot on the line. To me, you're at West Point, Mitch, this weekend, which I'm very envious of because I love that place. And there's, in my opinion, not a better setting for college football than West Point on the Hudson River. It's just beautiful. And I love every minute of it. I'm jealous that you're there, but you're among great leaders. I think this is a leadership game for the Kansas City Chiefs. Kelce, Mahomes, Jones, and Andy Reid. It's time for them to be the leaders now.
And then even your sub-commanders, these are your, these are your brigade commanders, so to speak, and that's Spags and Nags and Tobe. I think it's on everyone. And consensus throughout the week, there's a couple things I heard, hey, just close, it's close, it's so close.
Mm-hmm.
Well, how do you get from close to there, one, and then two, leading through this? The other thing, and had Pat on, the Chiefs Kingdom show on Monday night, I don't know if you heard it, he was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
But these flashpoints happen every year. There's been one, and there's been major ones. We forget 9-6 in 2023, or 3-4 in 2021, or losing 5 out of 6 in 2017. We forget those things, but when it happens at the beginning of the year, it seems to be magnified. Now, all that being said, I guess it feels like a must win, but just win, figure it out. And, against a team that they're good, but I mean, they're good in certain areas, but they're not the Eagles or the Chargers.
Yeah, we've seen Mahomes scramble a lot, and normally that's kind of his, mm-hmm. to give it an Uno reference, that's kind of his wild card when it gets, colder and the season gets into the playoffs. Then we see those legs, how we've seen him do it on one leg, one knee, and it's always at the end of the season. He's 16th in the league in rushing now. I mean, that's insane. And you know, you love to see that from him, but you don't also want him to be that guy this early or that often, correct? Am I wrong on that, or is that hyperbolic?
No, it's not hyperbolic, but it's, you know, there's times his runs have been like, you give your Uno reference, like the draw four, like take four cards, Bob, and we're skipping over to Dusty here. And because there've been critical runs, the run to beat the Eagles in Super Bowl 57 with the sword in his hand, you know, he's in such pain, the run against the Titans, got all that. But when I told you guys before the show, you don't want him to be Michael Vick or Josh Allen or Lamar Jackson. Those guys are who they are. Pat's not that guy. But there's so many things when I look at the video, and it is close. Like if Pacheco can read the hole, which I think he's trying too hard. It's almost like Vinny Pasquantino with the bases loaded wants to hit it out. Just get the ball in play. And I think right now Pacheco has got to – if Kareem Hunt could tell him, hey, dude, just get 4 yards. Think about getting 4 yards. And if it's a zone – because we run both zone and then like regular lead blocking type plays. So we got it all. We're not a zone team. We're like an everything team. Well, if it's a zone play, you have to make a read. And there's a knack to it, but there's some holes there. And so read it. But you don't necessarily have to get a 60-yard run every time. Just get four. Four is the demarcation line. If you average 4 yards a carry, that's a win in the NFL.
Yep.
3-9's a loss. 4-1's really, you know, good. But if you just run the ball 3 times for 4 yards, that's a first down plus two.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I'm not giving you guys anything that's nuclear physics here. But the point is, it is close. But it's also recalibrating everybody here. The call, tell Pop, just get four. Just think four. And you will get 40. You're not going to hit a home run. You're not trying to hit a home run. And, oh, guess what? You hit a home run. So it's a matter of kind of just recalibrating everything and everybody in the run game.
And really recalibrating, you know, Andy Reid a little bit too, Mitch, because I know when Worthy went down, that screwed the first game plan, right? And so you didn't have the opportunity to do what you planned for 6 months, you know, in that game, because 3 plays in, your guy's out. And so I think this is a good opportunity for kind of Andy Reid to recalibrate. Knowing you're getting Xavier Worthy back, maybe now we can see what they really wanted to do in that first week of the season.
Well, and let's be honest. Xavier Worthy is part of your run game.
Yes, yes.
I mean,
that's what I'm talking about, yeah.
Yeah, that's whether that's jet sweeps or they'll line him up and run him and he'll run counters or reverses into rounds. Yeah, he's very effective in running the ball. So, and you hope Rashard Smith, I've seen it, he's got the capability of doing it, whether it's a run or a short pass, which is in effect a run, but getting just something done, productivity, in that category. So, yeah, for sure. But everybody's feeling that. Everybody's got the responsibility. Everybody's taking it on to try to do that. And this is a giant team that has lashed against the run in the first 2 weeks. I don't know why, because their defensive front is really good.
Yep.
I love Brian Burns. Ever since he's a Carolina Panther.
I wanted him here.
Oh, I would have had another parade down Grand Avenue and done it in April. Kayvon Thibodeau is a stud. Dexter Lawrence II's a stud. They're great up front. In fact, they lead the league in pressures.
Got a pretty good rookie on that line too.
Oh yeah, guy Abdul Carter.
Yep.
You think?
He's pretty damn good.
Get lost in all these names. So, but they're last against the run, and so it's not that you're going to run it. You know, I'm an Army man. Love it. Army will run the ball almost every time. You're not going to be the Black Knights, but you've got to run it with effectiveness, because being one-handed is not good.
Right. So let's shift over to their offense and Russell Wilson, because something that was kind of interesting to me yesterday coming from practice, and I know you're eat, breathe, sleep over at One Arrowhead Drive, no Christian Fulton and Mike Dana out as well. Christian Fulton, man, I know he's not a name that jumps off the screen when people watch a Chiefs game, but he affects the way Trent McDuffie plays his position. So with Russell Wilson being in his fourth uniform in a new place, it's the same Russ, but there's still some differences.
Well, and you nailed it. Matt and I were talking on the flight here about the Fulton injury and what, your plans going into the season are, hey, have Fulton be the same Fulton that intercepted Pat where Rashee Rice got hurt, right? And then what do you do? Hey, you put Trent McDuffie at slot, where he's the best slot corner, best slot blitzer I've ever seen. Well, all that's thrown out the window. And now you're back to, what are you going to do? You're playing safety sometimes in the slot. And, yeah, that's as much of a more of a subtle tear the page off the playbook as it is losing Worthy. Mm-hmm. Not as drastic, but it's pretty important when you look at the ripple effect. But you've got the biggest thing in this game. First of all, Russell Wilson, he has a goal. I didn't realize this doing my research this week, to wear all 31 jerseys that are opponents of the Chiefs.
Nice.
Before he retires. Yes, he's at four. Mm-hmm. So this is his fourth jersey that he'll be in to play the Chiefs. But he's really got to try to get 27 more.
He will.
You know, by the age of 50. But one thing he has always done is, in the words of Shooter in the movie Hoosiers, chuck it from the cheap seats. Mm-hmm. He loves to launch it. And he's got dudes to launch it, too. Malik Nabers is terrific. He's third now in NFL history in the amount of receptions in his first 17 games. And the two ahead of him are Justin Jefferson and Ja'Marr Chase. Uh-huh. Does LSU have every great receiver of all time?
Yep.
But the point is here, he is super dangerous. And remember the jump ball play where McDuffie got beat by Devontae Smith? Well, that's easier done by the Giants and the Eagles. But here's the caveat. In Russ's four uniforms, or three previous uniforms, the Chiefs have sacked him 30 times in seven games. 30 times. This is a four-sack game waiting to happen, or a five-sack game. And those sacks need to be damaging. Not just winning field position, but, you know, a sack strip. Because the Chiefs have done that to Russ in the past, and that's got to happen in this game.
You think Shooter goes to Pooches at all?
Oh, Lord.
Oh, yeah, he went to Pooches last night. They had to kick him out.
Mitch, in all seriousness.
He'll go to Terzian.
In all seriousness, there's also the knee issue with Juwan Taylor. Is this one of those games where, like, it's been a rough start where maybe you just let him cool off and you put in Jalen Moore there at right tackle?
Wait a minute. Let's go back. What was four paragraphs ago? Must win.
Yeah.
Was that? Okay. So. This is all hands on deck. This isn't like, hey, let's wait for Columbus Day here. So I'll be stunned if he doesn't play. But yeah, you gotta have everybody ready to go. But whomever's up there's gotta get it done against elite players on that defensive front for the Giants.
How does the kicker Graham Gano factor into this one?
You know how he's big, and we all should thank Graham Gano today. Raise a glass to Graham Gano. Graham Gano was the kicker for the Carolina Panthers and an upstart, undrafted rookie free agent from Georgia Tech named Harrison Butker was in a kicker battle with him in 2017 in the Panthers camp. The Panthers decided to put Gano on the 53-man roster but keep Butker on the practice squad just in case. Wink, wink, nod, nod. Mm-hmm. Well, Cairo Santos injured a groin in camp and was trying to kind of limp along, literally, to get through the first four games of 2017. Finally, Santos can't go, but Dave Tobe, who does, you know, he's always on the prowl, saw that, hey, let's take Butker off the practice squad of the Carolina Panthers. So Gano's still kicking in his 16th year, but it's because of Graham Gano that we got Harrison Butker. Mm-hmm. So the winning field goal in Super Bowl 57, the big field goal against the Bengals in the championship game in 2022, thank you, Graham Gano, because if it wasn't for him, we wouldn't have Harrison Butker.
I love the way you look at that, Mitch. Have fun at West Point, my friend, and bring home a win, would you?
We'll be on post all day today. Chris and Sherry McGowan, a lot of folks know them. They have been great folks, both West Point graduates. Sherry just retired from the FBI, great career. And Chris has been a community leader, and just they're awesome. They're our host and hostess, and we're going to be all over post this morning.
Enjoy the heck out of it. Take good pictures and send me some.
You got it, bro.
Take care. That's Mitch Holtis, the voice of the Chiefs, with us here on 96.5. Ned Yosted him over there.
It's brought to you by GEHA, Government Employee Health Association Incorporated. Also brought to you by Silverstein Eye Center. Achieve your best vision and experience outstanding care at Silverstein Eye Center.
One word.
First name is Blake, and he goes on a cruise. He goes on a Caribbean cruise.
Katie Holmes.
No.
Are you listening?
What's your least favorite thing about working with yourself?
Body odor.
You get one word.
On the count of three, name your favorite dinosaur. One, two, three.
Velociraptor.
This is One Word on Fesco and Dusty.
One, two, three.
Oatmeal raisin.
Let's go. Let's go.
Cinnamon roll and chili, baby. Let's do it next week. I'm going to try it.
You never had a cinnamon roll with chili?
Nope. Brought it up, brought it up last weekend. Everybody said you're crazy. You've
it's
never had
it. It's a Kansas thing more than it is anything else, though. And so I never had it. I'm off the chili kick.
Is that
right
what they're
going
to sell in left field in a couple years?
They will. Yeah, you can get cinnamon roll and chili at 119th and Knoll, man. Let me tell you. You got a little chili cinnamon roll stand. They will clean up out there.
Oh, yes. Smash City, dude. It's dunk so good. The go to Sprouts.
What?
Do you dunk the cinnamon roll in the chili?
I don't know. I've never done it. So
you've never done it either?
No, I don't know.
Oh, guys.
I told you, it's a Kansas thing. It was like a Kansas school lunch thing.
You've been in Kansas for 30 years.
I didn't go to school lunches in Kansas.
That's fair. It really was a school lunch thing.
It was a school lunch thing.
That's true.
My kids have that and Bosco sticks or whatever.
Jealous.
Oh, man.
Jealous.
Bosco sticks and ranch, baby. Smash.
What's the difference between a Bosco stick and a Mott stick, though?
Just cheesier, bro. I don't know.
Nobody
really
knows.
Buttery too.
Is Bosco like Xerox or Coke, or we just or Kleenex?
Yeah,
where we
exactly.
just use that, right?
Bosco.
Yeah, Mozzie sticks are Shasta.
Bosco.
All right, Mitch got me going. Let's start where we left off with the voice of the Chiefs. He said it's a must win, but just win. Let's listen to him.
It feels like a must win, but just win. You know, figure it out and. Against a team that they're good, but I mean, well, they're good in certain areas, but they're not the Eagles or the Chargers.
One word there for Mitch.
Raiders is the first thing I thought of when he said that, because just win, baby, you know, the old Al Davis line of what the Raiders have. But that's where we are. It doesn't have to look good. I'd like it to look good, but I don't need it to look good. But it is. It is a must-win game. Just go out there and get a victory, man. We're all starved for one of these things. It's been 9 months.
To steal a word from Mitch Holtis, focus, man. Like, it is the Giants. I don't care that it's the Giants, but in your mind, you have to know that you're the better team. The resume, the players, the coaching, literally. Russell Wilson, Brian Daboll, Patrick Mahomes, Andy Reid. Enough said.
Yeah, I want to get more into that game and your one word on this game this weekend. It's a big one. As Mitch said, must win, but just win. We'll get to it in a little bit. The NFL is not slowing down. They're breaking records, according to Ari Mirov. He posted this yesterday. 20.7 million is the average viewers per NFL game this regular season. One word.
Cash. The NFL is the cash cow of the United States of America in everything. It is the only thing that people sit down and watch live. And people will gather for the NFL. People won't gather for much else in sports, but when the NFL is on, people will gather, Ray. Oh, people will gather. So it is cash. The more they continue to do this, guys, the more people watch, the more these networks are going to ante up, the higher the salary cap's going to go, and the better opportunities is going to be to retain our players, keep our players, and pay our players. So cash is the word.
To piggyback off the Ray line, if you build it, they will come. The NFL has built it. Boy, have they came.
And boy, have we come. Yeah. No, I mean,
33.8
million people watch a regular season game.
It's proof.
Nobody wanted to come.
Uh-huh. It's proof, man. Like everybody says, nobody cares about Arizona, Seattle. Okay. Nobody cares about Giants, Chiefs on Sunday night. Okay. There are the numbers. There's the proof. So when we say the NFL is king, this is it.
I'm anxious to see what the Sunday night numbers are. The Monday night numbers were not good, you know, at 13.8 million compared to, you know, what happens on a Sunday. But I think everybody knows, look, Sunday's our day for the NFL. Mm-hmm. The other days are just kind of, you
Sunday
know,
and Thursday.
Dangling out
it
there.
It also wasn't a standalone game on Monday.
No, it was not.
It was a doubleheader. Yeah. And I bet they tailed off towards that late game.
No, yeah. I mean,
that late game was piss poor.
I mean, you missed the entire East Coast by starting the game that late.
29, that was the final.
Yeah, do not get that. It's just ridiculous. Sticking with football here over on the college ranks, Arizona State and the KU Jayhawks that could be playing in London next year.
Money.
Yeah, one word.
Cash, money. Expansion, it's smart. It's what you need to do. You need to grow your footprint, right, and be the first that's going over there and dominating in a European fashion like the NFL has. It works. People in Europe love American football, right?
Mm-hmm.
Bring it to them. Let them experience that. Expand your brand. Expand your reach. I think it's a really good thing. And especially with the stadium being under construction still over at KU, get a home game over there in London and whatnot and take care of that. It's cash again.
I'd say opportunity. If it goes well, you have a good game, right? They played in Dublin this year. Kind of crappy. Wasn't the best game. But again, you know, at least in London, nobody really knows the history of the Kansas Jayhawks. Nobody really knows the history of the Arizona State Sun Devils. But they don't care because they haven't seen college football in their country. So I think it's interesting. And plus, it's local, man. It's Kansas. It could have been Arizona State and Utah. Could have been, by the way, Utah, Texas Tech, 11 o'clock.
11 a.m.
Banger. Over on points in that game. But again, like, it's an opportunity. It's cash. It's money. It's acknowledgement. It's smart.
It's also, can I use a term?
No.
It's now reality. This is just the way sports is now, right?
Yeah, like, it's global.
It's global. It really is.
Maybe that's the one word.
That could be it. Yeah, that's a good word to use because I was looking at Major League Baseball something yesterday. They're canceling their London game next year because Fox is like, we got too much on our plate with the World Cup, right? And I understand that. But this is where sports is going right now. It's no longer about our own backyard. It's about growing globally and expanding the footprint, which what every business tries
to
do.
We're trying to think globally.
Right.
Biodome.
That game would be September 19th at Wembley Stadium.
1 year from today.
Very correct.
Holy cow. Start the countdown. 364 days until London and Kansas.
Stephon Diggs was asked about the baby rumors that him and, was it Cardi B? Is that
who
it is?
Who it is.
Yeah,
well, he doesn't know.
BBL stinky.
Stephon, the baby rumors. The baby rumors. Who is that? You. Oh, my personal life? Yeah. I told you about that. I won't talk too much about my personal life, but I heard about it.
Any celebrations that we'll see?
We'll see.
I'm going to use the term hypocrite. You post on social media. Don't tell me about your personal life when you're out there posting all the stuff about your personal life on social media, man. Can't have it both ways. And embrace it. You're having a kid. Have fun with it. It's great. It's the greatest thing you'll ever experience in your life, man. Being a dad. It's awesome.
He was being, I think he was being a little jokey. Watched it. Smiling.
He smiled at the end there. But he made it difficult for that reporter, and I don't like that. You know what the questions are going to be. You know what's going on. If you don't want to answer those questions, A, don't make yourself available, and then B, if you do make yourself available, be gracious with it. Don't make that reporter feel like he did something wrong by asking a question about the biggest story that's out there, and C, don't live your life on social media and then tell people in the regular media that it's your personal life. It doesn't work that way.
Yeah, I thought it was funny. I mean, Cardi B is one of the most, viewed personality rapper, female rapper. Everybody kind of knows who Cardi B was. Hell, she was in New Orleans when we were down there doing a performance on one of the porches.
That was pretty sick.
That was insane. The streets were complete. Remember we went out there?
Yeah, we're like, whoa.
I was so, my claustrophobia was luckily not in effect because there was so much wine being drank in that courtyard that I went out there and I was like, normally I would hate this, but this is nasty. Like, this is cool.
It was cool.
It was interesting. Baby,
real quick, one word on Chiefs game this weekend.
Must win. Giant is the one word I'm going to use.
I like that.
Nice. Massive.
One word on Broncos Chargers.
Little brother.
Denver.
Yes, that would be my word as well. Denver.
Go Denver.
Yep.
Never hear me say that ever again.
No, but this week we are. Go Broncos.
No 100%. Doubt about it. Yeah, you need them to win.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.